In a little more than a week, on Thursday the 20th, the Orpheum Theater will have an 80th anniversary screening of the Frank Capra classic It Happened One Night. The movie features two massive stars of the time, Clark Gable and Claudette Colbert, in a sort of romantic screwball comedy that also happened to be the first movie ever to win all five of what's considered the top Academy Awards: Best Picture, Director, Actor, Actress, and Screenplay, which is something that's happened only a couple of times since. The Orpheum will show It Happened One Night at 7 p.m. on the 20th. And speaking of the Academy Awards, for the 28th year, the Wichita Public Library is bringing the full slate of Oscar-nominated short films to town. That's all the animated, live-action, and documentary shorts. This year's movies come from 11 different countries and look to be maybe not quite as downbeat as last year's selections, though there's still plenty of serious stuff, especially in the documentary category, which features a terminally ill prisoner, a former neo-Nazi, and the victim of one of his hate crimes, and also a look at the 2011 uprising in Yemen. One thing that's pretty interesting in the animated category involves a brand new Mickey Mouse cartoon that uses actual archival audio of Walt Disney as Mickey Mouse, and is drawn and animated to resemble the early Mickey cartoons of the 1920s. There are two chances to see the full shorts program on February 22nd at the West Warren Theater and also on March 1st at the Orpheum, with selected portions of the program also being shown during the week in between at various library branches throughout the city. And we'll have a list of those locations and showtimes on the Indie Films page of our website at kmuw.org. For KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.